You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Today I want to share with you a passage from an incredible book by Martha Beck. The book is called The Way of Integrity. And this passage really speaks to anyone who is in the process of making changes in their life, but where they have a sense of nostalgia for the life that they're leaving behind. So here it is. As I said, it is by Martha Beck, and it is from her book, The Way of Integrity. Contemplating integrity as a way of life is like deciding to leave your homeland and become a citizen of a new country. It involves a major identity shift. Even if we deeply feel that this transition will bring us happiness, health, and purpose, it can be almost too huge to contemplate. Studies in psychoneuroimmunology show that if we plunge too quickly into any major change, even a good one, our bodies and minds can't absorb the shock. We must give our psychological and physiological systems time to adjust. We do this by allowing something that neuroscientist and cultural anthropologist Mario Martinez calls mourning the known misery. Every time I've seen a client make substantial moves towards integrity, I've also watched them mourn their known misery. When Matt's wife had a baby, he finally managed to quit smoking. He was very proud that he'd managed to do for his little daughter what he'd never been able to do for himself. But he also felt strangely sad. Most of his friends at work were other smokers who'd bonded standing outside to share cigarettes on freezing winter days. Plus, Matt told me sadly, smoking felt like the friend that was always there for me. Zoe and her best friend Laura worked in the same high-stress tech company. Almost every day, they'd go for coffee and spin daydreams about leaving the firm and heading out on their own. Eventually, Zoe decided to act on those dreams. She quit her job and became a successful freelance web designer. "Everything is better now," she told me, "but I get these waves of sadness. I miss coffee talks with Laura. I miss complaining and joking about my job. I miss it all." After I resigned from my religion, I mourned my known misery for months. I could tell that my psyche was healing, but living in Utah as an apostate from Mormonism made me feel like a treasonous freak. I desperately missed the sense of fitting in with the people around me. Even though I was grateful and relieved to be out of the church, I felt paradoxical waves of intense sorrow for my old familiar ways of behaving. If you start honoring your true nature and find yourself missing your old culture, Don't panic. Be kind to yourself. Allow yourself time and space to grieve. Confide in loved ones. If they don't understand, find a coach or a therapist. But don't think that missing your old life means that you should go back to it. Everyone who decides to embrace integrity must mourn the known misery, the familiar patterns and dysfunctional relationships they've left behind. I promise, if you give your grief space and time, it will eventually bring you to a level of joy you may never have imagined.
That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.